everybody. Welcome to MacGyveCast, episode 118.
I have 117, but it's been so long, I don't know.
We'll find out when I post it.
Season 6, episode 13, aired 7th of January, 1991. So, quite the episode.
A real piece of shit.
I will start with the summary. So MacGyver arrives at a wasteland test site owned by Phoenix Foundation. There he finds an envelope waiting for him containing an audio cassette with instructions to play. A voice tells him that he will be waiting for MacGyver ahead and then proceeds to describe how the area, once busy with living things, died. Even the air is hazardous to breathe. The voice is convinced that this will happen, that this is what will happen to the town of Maple Ridge, which is a real city, if constructor Bartlett City development program becomes reality. Whatever. Oh, fuck me, this is a bad episode.
Yeah, it's kind of the plot of Milk Money a little bit. Ed Harris, the father in that movie from 94, it's after this episode, he's working on a wasteland, I think it's a marshland that's also like a wasteland or something. And this episode, they're in a marshland, and they're pretending it's a wasteland.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit is what it is.
That's like a nature trail. Like, that's not...
Tell you exactly where it is when we get there. So we open on a powder blue rape van driving through scrubland. Mac is at the wheel. He pulls up to a sign that says, Phoenix Foundation Wasteland Test Site. No trespassing. There appears to be a yellow envelope on the sign. Mac goes and gets it while the music of suspense plays. The note inside reads, Dear MacGyver, play this as you drive, and appears to be signed Wattis, which is probably actually Willis, is Byers of the Lone Gunman, who is also in this episode.
Oh.
Mac pops the compact cassette into his tape player. MacGyver is welcomed to the wasteland. Byers rambles on about biblical and environmental disaster.
And Byers is the skinny one with hair, not the long hair, the short-haired one. Looks like
a Russian. Yeah, he's the one. Yeah. Where was I? Biblical and environmental disaster. This is what will happen to the town of Maple Ridge if some development goes through. Mm-hmm. So Byers is finding PCBs and dioxins, arsenic and selenium in heavy concentrations. It's radioactive, too. He's narrating in a headset when he's walking and he walks into quicksand.
Yeah, so he's familiar with this area, knows everything about it, but doesn't know where not to step.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure this is actually Burns Bog, which is a peat bog south of Vancouver on the island. What is it on? Is it on Lulu Island, I think?
No wonder I didn't recognize Byers. He looks fucking young as shit.
Yes. And this bog, as all bogs, it's on fire. If the water drains out, it catches on fire.
Oh. It seems like they flooded it, too, right here. Like, that's really unnatural.
Well, it's a peat bog.
I know the part he sinks into, though, it looks completely different.
Oh, yeah, because they dug a trench into it and filled it with water.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened. Okay.
So do you remember me complaining about everything being on fire a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was because the bog was on fire again.
Wow, that's great.
In the middle, it probably would have been summer 2 years ago, so maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, they were doing the show.
Yes, MacGyver drives past a weather station, which is beside a temporary Quonset hut, the inflatable, kind of inflatable type, but not really.
Yeah.
He gets out and hears Willis screaming for help. The dramatic music kicks in. MacGyver almost succumbs to the quicksand before seeing a winch and using that to get everyone out.
My favorite thing is he runs with the winch tied to himself, and then he takes it off halfway through his run.
Yes. So
he doesn't actually want to hurt his spine and have it snap back, so he pretends to have it on his belt loop, then takes off his belt loop, then keeps running, and then we cut to a shot with it's in its belt loop, and then now suddenly Byers is underwater.
Yes, and having the winch seems like a really good, having the winch automatically pulling seems like a good way to save him, but maybe to leave Byers to die.
Yeah.
Which is just stupid. Mac gets to Willis just in time, before they start being pulled out together.
Yes, really lame episode so far.
Byers said they should wash off, quote, before they melt.
I got a shower for two.
Yes. We then cut to narrated video with a ridiculous argument of non-refilling aquifers being drained, leading to toxic shit being beamed into it from space.
They're trying to make sense of, like, how's nuclear waste involved with a development site? Doesn't make sense.
Removing water puts in toxic chemicals. Okay.
And not radioactive ones. That doesn't make sense. But the part about this is interesting here. That little video they play, it doesn't seem to be superimposed later. and it doesn't seem to be anything fancy, but it plays in progressive. It doesn't have interlaced frames. So I don't know if that's because I'm watching on a progressive TV and it somehow de-interlaced the footage, but I would still be able to see the sliding bar. I still can on most things. Old episodes of MacGyver, computer screens, we see the interlaced frames. But there's no interlaced frames, and the corner even warbles like a VHS tape would. So I don't know how the fuck they got progressive scan in 1991.
Well, it could just be they actually got a synced unit.
Maybe. I don't know. Did they have S-video? I guess they had S-video, right? But that TV doesn't have S-video.
Oh, yeah. It's a monitor. Monitors had S-video.
Maybe. Was that 420? Okay.
It's like a Sony production monitor. No, maybe. It's not a Sony. It's a production monitor.
It's like an editing suite or something. Okay, that might explain it then.
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous.
So we cut to the boardroom now after the watch of the video with Mitzi Capture.
Yeah, well, MacGyver has to go talk to Bartlett. So we cut to the Mr. Business meeting. Gennaro, old white dude, is being talked to by Super 80s Mitzi Capture.
Yep.
Who describes the Phoenix Foundation as a public interest foundation that sticks its nose into all kinds of places. They are actually shown to be in the HSBC building. But the exterior is much closer to the harbor where MacGyver's boat is. They've used this building a couple times before.
Okay.
It's pink granite, so it's actually surprisingly radioactive because the pink is potassium.
Wow.
So it's higher than normal background radiation in it.
For a building?
For something, yeah, because it's covered in pink granite. So it's more radioactive than most buildings.
Enough to affect anyone?
No, but it's like twice background radiation if you stand beside it.
Weird. So eventually it could give you cancer, but like 1,000 years.
No, it's not. It's just it's like if you hold a banana up to a Geiger counter, it goes off. It's the same thing because it's potassium. It's a potassium isotope.
Okay.
And then Scott comes in, and apparently he needs to get some suits. If he comes dressed like a farmer, he's going to have his Porsche taken away.
He's a real douche. They have a really unhealthy relationship already just by being...
Oh, yes. apparently, the siblings have some kind of plan. It wasn't the alcohol that killed Mom. It just made things painless.
Yeah, so they're basically Menendez brothers. Did the Menendez brothers happen before or after this?
I don't know. I think it's before. I think that was 88.
This episode's 91.
Yes. They seem to have been working against Mr. Business, but now Mitzi has doubts.
All right.
So when are the Menendez brothers?
They die. The Lyle and Eric Menendez.
Oh, I missed some bits. So Mr. Business wonders where Scott's coat and tie is, not to mention about a foot of shoulder padding. It's revealed that he is Mr. Business's son. You wouldn't wear farm clothes to the White House, would you?
Shit, 1989, August 20th, 89. They were 21 and 18 years old.
And it's also revealed that Mitzi is his daughter. So Scott needs to get some suits, or he'll have his Porsche taken away.
Pause for it. Read this. This is fucked up. Jose, the father, was shot point blank in the back of the head with a Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun. Kitty, awakened by the shot, sprang from the couch and ran for the hallway, but was shot in the leg. She slipped in her own blood and fell. Then she was shot several times, arm, chest, and face, leaving her unrecognizable. Both Jose and Kitty were then shot in the kneecap in an attempt to make the murders appear related to organized crime.
Yeah, it's a bit strange that so much attention was given to the mother, but all of the abuse was blamed on the father.
Yeah, the brothers then drove away, dumped the shotguns on Mulholland Drive, and bought tickets at a local movie theater intending to see The Batman as an alibi. But it was sold out, so they saw the James Bond film License to Kill instead. Then they went to the Cheesecake Factory. I never knew any of those details. That's pretty rough.
Okay. I like that they imply a single man is going to build a city for hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
That is not how cities work. No. That is not how cities that work.
No, there's subcontractors on top of subcontractors and bids.
Maybe in China, that's how cities are built now. Yeah. Not anywhere else. We cut to Mac driving up to a development sales center where Scott is fixing some baseboard heating.
There's some lovely background fog and mountain range.
I'll explain to, so this is probably, judging by the time, this is Westwood Plateau. So remember the race car episode?
Yeah.
This is the development this is the horrible, horrible development being built on the mountain that used to be the racetrack.
Oh.
Yes, it's a fucking tragedy. And also, you're building on top of a mountain that gets snow. Well, it's not a mountain; it's a large hill, but it gets snow a lot more than other places.
All right.
Okay, so where was I? Mitzi shames him, calls Mac an enviro head.
Yeah, that's not even been said before. Like, I remember watching this. I was like, enviro head? What does that even mean?
Yes, Mac says the development is going to destroy everything. Scott calls from the car, asks if MacGyver is going to be a problem. She says yes, which means the plan is a go. She then fondles the phone cord.
It's like a dick, everybody. It's like a dick.
She will look at the tape and eat his lunch.
Yeah, that's really gross. But also what disturbed me was the son was repairing a wall heater.
Baseboard heater.
That's just his job. He's like Dune. He like does everything for this company. He answers the phones. He repairs the heater.
He dresses like a farmer. He gets treated like a farmer.
All right.
Cut to some sort of restaurant, which has a native blanket stapled to the wall and a pool out front.
He's dressed exactly like MacGyver.
Yes. Mitzi says the tape scared her, but has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
She seems to be in league with the waiter, who says there's a call for him in the back room. This gets him into a pool room where the local working class want to beat him up.
Yeah, it's basically just set him up for a rape.
And if he doesn't leave, the hosers are going to mess him up, eh?
They're so Canadian. Like the most Canadian tough guys you've ever seen.
Yes. And of course, what's around pool tables? A bottle of talcum powder, which Mac uses to spray them. He then gets someone with a pool cue before they start getting the better of him and beat up on him. They haul him up on the pool table for some loving and then knock him out. I suppose the rape is implied, as there is a commercial break.
MacGyver doesn't do a terrible job, I guess, with the pool cue, but when it gets split in half, and then he just gets hit in the spine, and then he just gets left on the table.
And then he gets sodomized.
Yeah, well, that's the off-camera, of course, like you said. They use the broken pool cue for that. So he goes unconscious, and then sometime later, she comes upon him.
Yes, Mitzi comes in, says, word gets around, yes, you might be beaten by a pool cue without leaving any blood or bruises, apparently.
Why isn't there any blood and poop on your dockers?
Apparently, this is going to be a city of 15,000 people, yet it is shown with multiple high-rises.
So it is a Chinese building.
Idiots, and they say 100% occupied within a year of completion.
So it is a Chinese building.
Means you're underbuilding it.
This high-rise is going to have 3 apartments.
Yes. Now it's time for Mr. Business to show the water straight from the artesian well they're going to be drawing from.
It's funny seeing everybody's breath when they're in the open, tented area on the ridge where the racetrack is in the scene.
Yeah, so now Mr. Business moves on to a one-on-one with MacGyver.
Uh-huh.
MacGyver says he's trying to save Mr. Business. Apparently the reports were not run in accordance with, I don't know, the law, but did not violate any rules. Everything was done within the bounds of the law. And he says 2 hours of his time will make MacGyver go away. Hmm. And they'll take him to the wasteland at 4 p.m.
Oh, that's all
yes. So now Scott pulls up in his ultimate 80s suit and meets up with Mitzi for a super 80s powwow.
80s suit, 80s Porsche.
Scott said, well, because it's the 90s. Nothing is more 80s than the 90s, especially the early 90s. That's when the 80s are the 80est.
People don't get that.
Oh, I know. Scott says everything is in place. They paid off the inspector and plan to take over the company behind Mr. Business Dad's back.
On a side note, it's like when people say, I heard Andrew Dice Clay say this on Joe Rogan. You know, the reality TV wasn't like it was today back in 2007. It's completely different. There was no reality TV. It's like, no, dude, Survivor was the number one show in 99, and there was reality before that. Shut the fuck up. It's like people say, you know, on the internet, there wasn't really an internet where you could shop on in 2005. It's like, yeah. There was in 95. What are you talking about?
Yes. So Scott wants to be his own man, not being told how to dress. He can't take it anymore. He's tired of being afraid.
These leather gloves make my hands sweat on the poor steering wheel.
So he attached an odometer, a bomb to the odometer. When it hits 55, it goes off. Oh, fuck me.
He's into Sammy Hagar.
Yes. So not 55 miles per hour.
I know, 55 miles. I know.
Yeah, so cut to the rape van pulling up with it just about to crack 55 miles. The bomb then limply goes off. The van kind of flips over and catches fire.
Are they even driving when MacGyver and the dad are just sitting there when the van's rocking?
I can't remember.
Well, no, they're supposed to be driving, but it looks like somebody has a board out front and they're just rocking the van up and down while they're sitting here having this conversation. I don't know, MacGyver, the ethos, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, so pretty shitty bomb, Scott. Mr. Business has a broken leg.
Yeah, it explodes like an IED does, and they manage to run away
just as it explodes. Because, you know, cars just explode.
Yeah, because the gas tank's right there up front.
Yes, especially vans.
Yeah. It's not in the back or anything.
Yeah, Mr. Business can't believe someone would want to kill him.
Yeah, except my kids.
We then cut to Mitzi shredding all their evil papers, a single sheet at a time, into a little, personal shredder.
What's that? My Menendez Brothers fan mail. Can I get rid of this?
Yes, and now Scott is back to dressing like a farmer. Because he's free. He's free to be gay. Or have sex with his sister. They're kind of leaning a bit more to that.
I can't blame him for the second one.
Yeah.
I watched every episode of Silk Stockings, even after she left, sadly.
Mac and Business are walking out of the wasteland into quicksand.
You forget Silk Stockings was a CBS show that moved to USA Network that ran the reruns. Then they started making new episodes on USA Network.
Yeah.
That was a rare thing back then. That was like one of those weird 90s network flops.
Yes. And yet here's where I say I bet they're walking away from the research station.
Yeah.
Where it only would have taken like 5 minutes to walk to it.
Yeah, let's go find this guy. No, he's right over here in a tent.
Because in a couple of hours, Mr. Business will be dead. Mac thinks he's too busy chopping down trees to see the forest. Fuck you, hippie MacGyver. Fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Okay, they actually are walking towards the lab, which does not make any much sense either time or distance-wise, because Mac did not drive that far in.
Well, now they seem to be on a set. When the dirt's in the foreground and there's one tree in the background, it feels like a set.
Of course it is. Because it's night, so it's easier to fake outside.
Yeah, to make it pitch black. Then we cut to the real outside, or seems to be, with the Porsche now stuck in the mud, because he decided to drive his Porsche into a wasteland!
You drive your turbo Porsche whale tail into the mud.
Yeah,
so now they have to start walking. But hey, at least he's dressed like a farmer.
And she's dressed like a person who rides horses but shit their pants.
Mr. Business.
If you go back and look at her pants, she's got like baggy pants on. It looks like she's riding horses, but she shit her pants.
Let me zoom in.
Not because there's a mud stain.
Just because
they're baggy.
Well, because it's the 80s.
I know, but they look like those riding stirrup pants or whatever, but they just look really like
jodhpurs.
Yeah, she looks like something like 1920s, like she's riding Seabiscuit.
Here's where Mr. Business can't believe his winter children would do this to him. he made himself from nothing. Apparently now the lab is only a mile away, so Mac is going to go for help and leave him by this nice roaring fire.
And also, how bad is his wound? It's a tiny little cut. It doesn't seem that bad.
And here's why I know the Menendez was only 2 years ago, because here's where I quote, only 2 years after the Menendez murders, Scott has a gun.
This is really fucked up. Like, they just were like, fuck it.
Yes, at the research station, Mac dramatically radios for help. He goes over to the Doppler radar and sees that a storm is coming. Okay. Yeah, he then sees an erosion wind tunnel with a propeller in it. Oh, fuck. Time to A-team this shit.
Yeah, something's gonna fly.
Yes, the Menendez siblings then happen upon the smoldering van. Scott goes in and looks, but finds nothing. He does find blood, though, and then they walk off into the darkness, supposedly following the blood.
Sis, are you on your period again in my Porsche?
Mac fiddles. Mr. Business then wakes from a nightmare. Cut back to Mac fiddling. He wants to be a fan man.
This is also of the era. The Simpsons even did this right around this time.
I'm not sure when they did it. I think that was later.
No, I think they did it in 91, and the fan man was like right around 90. They did it during one of the early episodes where Homer was a boxer.
Okay.
Simpsons fan man. Let's see what it says, you douchebag. The Homer they will fall. Oh, wow, you're right. It's the 8th season.
Yeah, it seems like that would have been a lot later.
96? Wow, you're right, dude. I didn't think they still use that boxer character, like Dedrick Tatum. There was a lot of those characters I thought they got rid of.
Well, it's before he became a rapist and went to jail.
No, he went to jail before 96. Tyson?
I don't know. Murder siblings see the fire and yell out. Consider this a hostile takeover. All his lessons about life and have finally taken hold. He pushed them hard because he wanted them to be someone.
Tyson Rape was 91.
Okay. Just not like some...
That's the next episode. MacGyver defends a black prize fighter.
Just not someone he liked or respected.
Wow.
Mitzi gets shoved. Scott shoots as MacGyver fires up his perfectly constructed parafan, parachute and all. And Yes. Scott restrains Sis and then goes in for a second shot, then fights him off before getting shot herself. She's dead, and it's all Mr. Business's fault.
That's so fucking weird.
Mac then slowly and loudly flies in, kicking Scott in the face. He then pulls an aerial U-turn without losing any height, and grabs Mr. Business in his powerful thighs. Like,
really easy to be shot in the head. Attach yourself to a giant fan and a parachute.
That
and
moves then I will slowly and loudly.
And it takes you 15 minutes to take off. I'm just going to shoot you as you walk 3 miles an hour.
But he then fans up behind Mr. Business, who is standing, locks his thighs around his torso, picks him up, and takes off. I tweeted this image. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to have to get one. I didn't remember this being so absurd.
It is fucking hilarious. So you'll have to add that to the show notes.
I killed a sister. It's going to be hard to fuck her again.
Yes. So they then slowly fly off as Scott fires the remaining bullets at him. Because they can't... Yeah. It looks like MacGyver is riding Mr. Business, who's acting like a show pony. Yep. Okay, cut to the HSBC building, where Business Dad is being interviewed. He is standing behind his son. It was an accident. Bartlett City is being abandoned. The next project will be a family counseling center for problemed families to get help.
The next thought is him just jacking off into his sink and then running the garbage disposal.
So, social justice for the win! This is why the 90s were so fucking terrible.
Dude, they really were. I mean, like, there was great elements to it, but there's so many things that were terrible that I hate being trapped in the 80s.
And this caused me so much trauma, I did not write a lesson to learn or look up next week at all.
It's one of the funniest shots you'll ever see in your life. I remember this now. This was really gay.
Yep. Because you know what's really super to make? A box parachute with vents. That's just something you really just stitch together out of
Well, Byers is a skydiver, and on his weekends, he likes to take his parachute. He folds
his own. No, but they show MacGyver making that out of the covering of the work.
Oh, the tent. Yeah, that's right.
that's tent material.
It is.
Yeah, it's like the fucking A-Team. Oh, well, fuck this show.
Fuck this show, dude. It's really bad. I was looking at it. We got about 10 episodes left of the season, or 9?
This 13th. Was... I already closed it. It was so bad.
I think it's the
13th.
So we got about 9 left, and then we finish off the last 15 on the dumb.
And then we get to kill ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, did you see they cast the new MacGyver?
I heard it was going ahead. I didn't hear they'd cast.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone.
They cast 2 white boys.
How is one
3.
Not a girl?
None of them. No ethnicity either. The most white Dutch looking motherfuckers you've ever seen. And, you know, you know how we both feel about forced casting, that kind of shit? It's bullshit. I want actual. Diversity, not television diversity. Speaking of, on Supergirl Flash crossover, there was a great moment where it's a different...
I watched it. It's horrible.
I know, it's terrible. There's a great moment where Calista Flockhart goes, "You look like the non-threatening, racially diverse cast of a CW show." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what the Flash is."
Yes, and I like how Supergirl is everything Superman is lesser to everything Superman is, except in femininity.
I know. She can't do any...
She just sucks. She bleeds.
Yeah. She gets ear pain, useless. Electricity, her costume doesn't fit skin tight. It's
because
like,
she's a girl.
It's like, why is her, she's like a stomach roll. Why isn't her costume skin tight? It's like, oh, they don't want to show off them titties. Okay, but that actress, I suppose, has been nude in movies before. So it's like, what's the big deal having a skin tight suit and showing off the big old titties? Or medium sized titties.
So, that's the show. Maybe we'll be back next week.
Yeah, probably. That's the plan. MacGyver's gonna suck.